do it. I think that the Godoy, if he could get him screwed up enough, I think he could dismiss Wesson immediately. And I think that he could get rid of him, Embert, and Camagno. Now, I don't believe he has the horsepower, and I don't believe we do, to get rid of the rest of the army prior to his taking over. He has no power there. We've studied it and studied it and studied it, and these commies won't just insist that that be done. We think it is impossible to do it, and it's very much like my saying that when I get rid of Dick Daley and get rid of everybody in Chicago, they'll go along with me, but I just can't do it.
I wondered if it was possible to start it at the other end, that is to say, to tackle the question of whether the Army ought to be autonomous or under civilian control.
They are willing to, Godoy is willing to give them a commitment, I think. I'd want this checked very carefully.
Yes.
But I think that he is willing to give them a commitment to get rid of Embert and get rid of Wesson immediately and to take on the others and make changes as soon as he gets in 30, 60 days, as soon as he can do it with our support there. And our people will still be there. But to get them to agree to it ahead of time throws Embert out of line.
Yeah.
And Embert has the forces.
I think that the basic problem...
These Army officers are not going to... It's just like the Secretary of State and Defense, they're not going to agree to give up ahead of time.
I think the basic question is whether Godoy is going to be given the power over the Army, or whether what I understand to be Embert's demand will be met, and that is that the Army will be autonomous and not subject to...
I don't know. I got the impression from the cables I read that Godoy was willing to A, get rid of Wesson prior to the fact, to B, agree to get rid of Embert, C, to immediately after he takes over, to take steps with our support to do two things. To see positively there'd be no reprisals, and we would support that, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, that he gradually eke out, one by one, the four or five people that were particularly obnoxious to the other side.
Yeah.
That he could do that. But he cannot do it ahead of time because they will not give up that power in block to him who yet has no power himself.
In my opinion, that ought to be saleable.
I wish you'd talk to Tom Mann about it and see if that's his position, and anything you can do without involving yourself, but discreetly, I sure think it's important.
Well,
I think we're real close to having a good thing there,
yeah.
And I can't, it seems to me if Embert is willing to go and we get rid of Wesson, and Godoy is the man they think he is, at Bunker, and at, I think even the Bosch people think he is.
Yeah.
Then he takes over with our support. Then we've got to give him the money.
Uh-huh.
We don't give him anything until he moves along and takes number one out of the way, gradually, single-handedly, isolates him.
Yeah.
Then he waits two or three weeks and he takes number two.
Uh-huh.
But to demand that they go beforehand is pretty unrealistic to me, because they're not going to give up that power beforehand.
I agree.
And they have the power, and the Camagno forces don't have it. Now, if Godoy agrees to that, which I understand he's willing to agree to move, and Bunker's willing to move out the more obnoxious one just as he moves the commies out after he gets in, then we're going to put in several dozens of millions of dollars. All of it can be conditioned on some of these things, which I'm willing to do.
Yeah. Well, I think that's great. I think that these people have, if there is a controversy as to whether the Army ought to be autonomous or whether it ought to be under civilian control, I can understand their concern and their insistence that it be under civilian control.
Yes, and I can too, and I'm willing to support the principle of civilian control when I can effectuate it.
Yes.
I don't think I can effectuate it now with Embert with all of his troops.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that once we get the new president in there, that we can put all of our money on his nose.
Yes.
And they can't do anything. They can't even be paid.
Yes.
Unless he agrees to it.
Right.
And I believe, I don't know a thing in the world about him, but from what I hear and see from this man, and he's a good negotiator, Bunker. What I see from his reports on Guzman and Godoy, that they've been helpful, and they really want to do what's good for their country. So what I would like for you to do is to see if my supposition is correct, that they're willing to get rid of Wesson forthwith, that Embert is ready to go when Camaño goes, that Godoy will take over. Then Godoy will be the man we look to. We look to Godoy to effectuate decency in the armed services, and no reprisals, and good leadership, and no political leadership. And we base our grants on that basis, and that he in turn will take necessary steps to try to bring about agreement.
Yes, sir. All right, I'll call Tom.
Any other news?
No, sir, how are things?
Oh, I guess all right. I wish you'd talk to Nick every day or so.
All right, sir.
See what he's doing, how much he's on top, where he's moving. His people ought to be moved into him, his private office, some of those folks, to help him on crime. And I think he can have them as contact between himself on that National Crime Commission and Atchison. Atchison just gone over Treasury on narcotics, stuff like that. And I just wish they might, well, I'll talk to you about it to see it, but I was thinking there might be a minor thing that did not involve all the way that Sheldon's people would come up with that might satisfy the bloodthirsty that would cost several thousand, but not...
Yeah.
All right, just a minute.
Well, Sheldon told me that they're recommending against any sort of action.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's the only thing keeping me awake.
All right, sir.
Bye. All right.